Welcome to 8th Radio. This is our first radio of 2019 and 2020. We are going to be interviewing Araceli and Amna. Now, listen to these two girls. They're new to the 8th Radio system. Now we're going to ask them some questions.
What about school do you like?
I like about school that I have a lot of friends, that I go to recess. We have a lot of fun. We do science. We do a lot of objects that are fun.
Who are some of your friends?
I have Araceli, Siobhan, Makayer, and Tavaya.
Can you tell us what you like about school?
Can you tell us?
I like about school that I have lots of friends. We get to do science. I have a really good teacher. And I'm famous. A lot of kids in the school know me.
So I take it you're not shy. You like when everyone knows you.
Yeah.
What about you, Amna? Are you shy or do you like that everyone knows you?
I've been cool when everybody say hi, Amna.
What is so good about your teacher?
So good about my teacher that she makes good jokes and he is so funny sometimes.
Funny looking or funny?
Funny jokes.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have meant funny looking.
Why did you say she?
I made a mistake.
Probably, you know what happens?
I'll
tell you this. A lot of times when I walk down the hallway, little kids say, "Hi, Mrs. Rakes."
Oh.
Because kids are so used to their teachers being what?
A girl.
A lady, a missus, a girl. So sometimes it's kind of then weird to be saying he, because the whole rest of your life you said she. So sometimes it's a hard switch. Yeah.
If you could change something about school, what would it be?
Hold on. Got a quick announcement.
All teachers should be in Mrs. Eichel's room now.
Except
all
for Mr. Rakes. So you could change something about her school. What would it be? Just talk. You don't have to raise your hand.
It would be like to change something about our school if we had like a longer recess time so then we could play more. And, like, maybe we can make it to where there's, like, not stiff stairs. And, like, we can make it to where the stairs are a little bit shorter so then when someone goes to run up the stairs, they don't trip over the big lump stair.
I would change about school probably recess time. I feel like I want recess more longer. And I think that we should do less work because it's so... makes me lazy, sleepy, and it's sometimes in change test. No test, please, no.
Araceli, what do you like to do at recess that you want it to be longer? What do you like doing?
I love running. I love playing tag. And playing tag is mostly my favorite game because I get to play with my friends. There's a base so I can cheat in the game. And, like, I just want it to be longer recess so then the whole class and the people in the radio club can also have a longer recess time in the school.
So you said that when kids go to run up the stairs, you're not supposed to run up the stairs in the first place.
How dare you? We are recording this.
So I think the stairs...
just a mistake.
I'm just saying, kids shouldn't be running up the stairs in the first place.
Speaking of kids not running up the stairs, I remember last year I saw you like in an orange safety vest one day. You were like helping like to keep kids safe. What was that all about?
Last year I was in student council and my job was at recess. I make sure that the little kids, but also big kids are good, and at lunch kids get what they need at the time that they need it.
That sounds hard. Was it a hard job?
It's not that hard.
No.
You think it is.
But it was me and another girl in my class, and we both had to do the work, but not to be rude, but the girl didn't really do the work. She was being bad with the kids being bad.
Yikes. Girls, I tell you, they're all like that. Right, girls?
How dare you!
Oh, I thought it was all girls.
But boys are so left in the old days.
Not all boys. Some boys are gentlemen and open doors for girls. Now, without
because
boys,
that's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, and girls have more fashion than boys, so...
We had that sassiness, we had that fashion clothes. How dare you say that?
Yeah, we look beautiful. We don't need the boys trying to get in our way. We got some girl stuff, and instead the boys try and get into girl problems. Like, excuse me, boys. Boys are always so noisy.
What are you learning about in class?
We're learning about class that we're learning to write a story, a moment, and some people having a little bit tricked with that, so we have, like, we're still working on it.
We've been learning in class that, you can actually round up numbers from R A T K U S. R A T U S is close. Rakes. Rakes.
Wow, you're actually learning stuff. I'm so impressed. Thank you. It makes me feel good.
You said rounding numbers up from a whole bunch of letters. I know what you mean. I was just asking, like, do the letters stand for, like, numbers that we don't know and that you have to find out? I think that's cool. that in class. You have to, like, solve a mystery to find the numbers.
Yeah. So, basically, I was trying to say, like, you have to, like, try and guess the number. So, R-A-K-U-S stands for 5310.
What is your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is probably, like, science. Because science, there's a lot of explore things that we can explore. And we, like, explore stuff in the world. And I actually like it because sometimes that we do some stuff that are cool, like explosion. Yeah. And probably a little bit of... Gym.
My favorite subject in school is recess because I get to be free away from all this boring work. And then you gotta do all this math and make your hands so tired and wrinkly. Instead, you could just go outside, play with your friends. And also, my other favorite subject is a little bit of gin.
You said that. You don't like doing work because... You said you don't like doing work to make your hands all tired and wrinkly, but you like going outside to run to make all your legs tired.
No, because I never get tired. All I get tired about is math and all this work and make your hands all wrinkly.
You come to school to learn. And so you have to learn.
No, I mean I like school, but then if I go to school, I gotta be stuck here for almost the whole day.
6 hours is not the whole day.
How dare you? 6 hours.
There's 24 hours in a day. You only are in school for 6 hours. You still.
And what do we have left? Like 3 hours? Like. Or do we have like 10 minutes?
Kids, let's go.
Yeah, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want any school.
No.
Like really?
Then we have.
And then your parents put like a tiny piece of rice on your plate, and like when you go to breathe, it goes in your nose, and you're like, Mommy, did you even give me anything? Like, what in the world? Like, Mommy, did you even give me anything?
Have you been to another school?
Yes, I did went to another school.
Yes, I have went to another school, and its name was Howe. And I did not like it there because there was a little girl who hated me so much, and I hated her, but she would always try getting me in trouble, so I just paid no mind to her, and whenever I try to pay no mind to her, she always tells on me, like, hey, you're still gonna punch me, and I'm like, no, I never punch you. So I guess I hate that school.
I used to be going to a school. I miss that school a lot because my teacher used to be... she used to like me, and she always used to look at me and give me that nice smile. She always loves me, and I feel so cool when she looks at me, and everybody be jealous. Like, they haven't had no love.
Excuse me, sis, but I think I get the most love out of your little family right here, because, excuse me, I look so cute and kawaii and adorable. And you're so grown-up-ish. Your hoodie. You got this big jacket on. Like, hey, let's go to play.
Because that whole's fashionable.
And I'm more kawaii and adorable. Like that. Can I just make the cake kawaii?
It's so funny.
I don't know.
Sally, you said you hated how. But is there certain things in this school that you really, really hate?
Yes. I hate a boy. I hate working. I don't like the jobs. And then I also don't like the fact that Omna pushes me away.
Okay.
And I don't like the fact that Siobhan, Micaiah, and Avea always bully me. Girls bully me.
No names, yeah.
I actually want to say that I hate something. So we have a point, and my team keep getting switched, and they keep getting better at it, and I always get frustrated because... most of the days I get in green, but I still keep, like, holding, and I take a big, deep breath and give them a chance.
Well, that was not me today. Today we stayed on green for the whole day, so...
That's why I said we got better.
Yes, we got better.
What do you enjoy about reading?
What kind of stuff do you like to read?
I like to read animal books because animals are so cute, kawaii. They have such cute eyes. They're so furry and adorable. And then you have those cute little, those switch-up books where the switch-up books where you have a book on this side. And then when you flip it over to the back, you have a book on that side, and it's half. And I love those books that the teacher gave me because they're, like, literally, there's a cute phoenix box, and it's so cute.
My favorite, what I enjoy about reading is probably, like, funny books, like Fudge and stuff. It's so funny. I enjoy that book. But actually, when I read to myself, I get bored. Because I like somebody reading. I do not like reading. I like somebody reading.
What do you like to write?
I like to write.
You keep interrupting.
I like to write.
Let Amna go first this time.
I like to write probably like about like my family or something, a trip. I look for even scary stories sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel like writing.
I like to write, like, write about how my life is going. And I think my life is going pretty good so far. I don't know. Because my brother's having a hard time, so.
What do you mean that your life is pretty good and you live inside of it and you said probably?
Well, you see, my life is going a little good because, you see, I got, like, a little dog and she poops and pees and all over the house. So now we gotta, like, make her go into the kitchen. And then if she don't go to the bathroom and, you know, tinkle, then she gotta be locked up in the cage while we're gone. And then when we go back home, we let her do her thing and then we put her back in the cage until we wash her. Because literally, she peed in front of our faces. She looked at us like...
Yeah, like last time I came to her house, no, the dog was like pooping. I was... Ursula? Ursula's like, what?
No,
she got used to it.
No, because literally, she went in the living room and she started to pee and she was like, Mommy, clean it up. And I'm like, what in the world? And she went to the other side of the living room. And she's like, she went to the other side of the living room. She's like, Mommy, stop doing this in the living room. And then she poops on the couch. She's like, Mommy, do you like this on my couch?
Nah.
And then she goes to the other couch and she's like, Mom, can you clean this poop up?
Enough poopies. Tell us about your brother. You mentioned having a brother. Like, how old's your brother?
He's not doing good right now.
How old is he?
21.
Oh.
No.
So he's an adult and he's having a tough time right now. Well, that's sad. Let's do this one.
What are you studying in science?
We're studying on science, the water cycle. And there's a big, giant words that, like, they're so hard. And my teacher can write them and, like, wow.
Well, see if I start them, if you can finish them.
Precipitation.
Yeah, close. Precipitation.
Precipitation. Evaporation.
Good. Condensation.
My turn.
Collection. All right, I'm going to go even less.
Precipitation. Condensation.
You guys are good.
Erosion.
Good word, but it's not part of the water cycle. Evaporation.
Condensation.
Collection. Or condensation. All right.
In science, we learned that parts of the earth are breaking.
Yeah, breaking off.
And sometimes the little rocks can actually talk. And then when they break, like on the road, there's little rocks. And then when the rocks blow away, they like, Mommy, don't leave me. And the mom in the big road of part of the mom is like, oh,
what is it called when they get broken?
Weathering. Erosion.
When they're taken away.
Erosion.
And then
the baby
they're dropped off somewhere.
That's the gravity dropping them off.
True, gravity does drop them off, and that's called deposition.
Deposition.
The little teeny tiny pieces that get moved are called
sand.
Sediment.
Sediment. I got those all. You said the rocks talk. Rocks can't even talk.
Oh, yes, they can. Rocks, baby rocks can talk and mama rocks can talk. You just don't see them because you can't see the little mouth. But basically, when you see a part of the mouth, that means they're like,
Mommy. She doesn't know anything else.
That means they say,
Who do you hang out with at school?
I hang out with Omna and Arielis, Adrian, and Israel.
And Chanel.
I hang out with at school. Mostly, I hang out with the girls that we always hang out. And Mr. Steven keep making weirdo things. He said my auntie is Mrs. Kerrigan. And he's like, oh, don't look at me like that. Don't act like that. I'm going to call you Grandma Susan.
Okay, so basically, what did you mean by Auntie Susan? Like, literally, you're like, Auntie Susan, she's my auntie. Well, not my real auntie, but that's what he said. So what do you mean by Auntie Carol?
Auntie Susan.
Have you ever been bullied at school?
I have been bullied at school by three girls.
Oh,
they
were
so rude.
Since we can't tell names, we're just going to say yellow, purple, and black.
Yes, yellow, purple, and black.
The dark side.
I have bullied in first grade in my first year coming here, and me and Ursula weren't getting along. Then there's some girls that used to say stuff that I wouldn't even do, and the teacher didn't even believe me because I was a good girl.
What are your hobbies?
And my hobbies are Minecraft, Roblox, and Media Life, Hablamiro, Simpy, Roblox.
What's your favorite part about Roblox?
My favorite hobbies are probably like TV. I love to watch TV. That's like my mostly thing. If I do not live about with TV, I'm dying. One day, the rain come off and shot the power, and I was so bored that I was like, I couldn't do nothing. I was going around, and I have to say, like, more than 3 hours, like 5 hours of TV.
Why would you not just,
do you have a dog?
I do not have a dog.
I don't have no legs. Oh, okay. So what do you mean by TV? Like, you said you had a phone, so do you play anything on your phone since you said you had one?
So basically, I don't really, like, use my phone a lot. Only if I, like, play a tiny bit of games. But mostly, I like TV more than games and stuff.
You don't like your phone, then why waste your money, my goodness? Why waste your money on a phone, but yeah, you don't even use it? I use my phone all the time. Sometimes I only use it at games.
What electronics do you like?
Oh, I just already said it.
Yeah.
TV. I like my phone. I like my tablet. I like my TV. I like my computer. I like my mom's phone. And basically, I steal my dad's tablet. So basically, yeah, I'm cool with all the electronics.
How many electronics do you have?
Wait, let me see. Eight. I have, like,
great, actually. Because I don't use a lot of electronics. Only my TV.
Oh, my God. Do I waste money on a phone and a tablet?
Go. What cool stuff do you do in class?
I like, in class, when after lunch, I always color, and I, like, do tootles. But sometimes I don't do tootles because I'm too lazy to use my fingers after I play tag with my fingers. And then, like, in class, we, like, do all this math. We do all this work. And, like, it's just so much. And then you got lunch, recess, work.
You said you use a lot of stuff with your hands and you're so tired when, well, I forgot his name. He said, you, don't you do that? But you said you come back and your hands hurt? He just said that your hands don't hurt when you play tag.
I said my feet don't wear off when I play tag. So basically that means I don't get tired when I play tag, but my hands do.
You move a lot.
What game do you like?
We already did that. We already,
No.
I said I like Minecraft, Roblox, and stuff.